you'll know that not only did I appoint a deputy who has a health background, but I have said that health is the key to making that step change in crime across the county, because if we can get right the interventions for those people with mental health problems, if we can get right the domestic violence and domestic abuse which happens, and if we can get right the drug and alcohol strategy, I think that we'll make a huge difference. It is really relevant because we spend a lot of time and a lot of money in various parts of the public sector, but in many ways we've still got these silos which aren't joined up. And if we can do things like sharing information, sharing where we're going and what we're doing, we can make sure we get the best outcome for the public of Hertfordshire.
Let's talk a little bit about Thursday's meeting. Your budget for the forthcoming year, very tough budget.
Well, we agreed that the precept should be frozen for the coming year. And in plain language, that means that no one in Hertfordshire will have to pay a penny more for policing. And I think that's right, given the economic circumstance that we're all in, and given the fact that I stood on an election campaign which said I wouldn't increase the precept. So no increase this year, and I've explained how we will make £6 million worth of savings. Clearly, that means that some posts will have to go, but again, actually, frontline policing, we're going to have more people on the front line, more officers on the front line, another six on the front line in neighbourhood teams, another one in the cybercrime team. So this isn't a budget about cutting, this is a budget about ensuring that we get proper efficiency across the whole force.
A very difficult task, because it's been said by a lot of people that Hertfordshire is already an efficient force.
Oh, indeed, it's one of the best in the country, but you've got to keep on looking to see how you can make those savings, because we all know the mess financially that we've been left in the country. And we do need to find £39 million worth of savings over 4 years. We're well on the way to doing that if things go well. If things go badly, it could be £70 million worth of savings required. So, you know, we really do need to look at taking the savings which we can take.